Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 2nd, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Hello, everyone.
And look who we have here in studio, Eric Bickle.
I got to remember how to do this again. Been a while.
Yeah, I mean, you missed the last show in Florida. Then you didn't get your flight back from Florida, missed the next show, and then that spilled into your vacation.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked
out 20 days in a row off.
As far as being off, but I got to tell you, that's as sick as I've been in probably 15 or 20 years. And I talked to a lot of people over the last few days and weeks or so, week and a half since I've been off. I don't think it was food poisoning. I think I got some sort of wacky virus, like a norovirus or something like that. It took about 3 good days to get over that.
Food poisoning would have done it.
Food poisoning, they say, after you puke a couple times, whatever, you feel better. Yeah. I didn't feel better for probably 72 hours.
The last time I saw you, I was heading up to my hotel at the Hilton in West Palm, going up to my room.
Yeah.
And you were saying, I'm going to go get some snacks at the lobby convenience store.
Yeah.
That was it.
After you went to the woods on Tuesday. We flew back on Wednesday.
It was Tuesday night.
Listen, it was impossible for me to travel on Wednesday. No one in the country travels that sick.
Well, you had paramedics come to see you. I didn't find that out.
I called it, by the way.
I thought you were going to be joining us, regardless of how sick you were. You missed the show Wednesday morning. I thought you were going to be joining us. I went for this run, and then I come back. I take a quick shower and then meet everybody down in the lobby. We get in the cars, and I was like, where's EB? And then Cakes goes, you missed everything? I was like, missed what? And he said that paramedics had come to see you, and there was a big commotion.
That wasn't my
idea.
I just needed to get out of the room, went down to just sit by the pool in like sweats and a jacket. I mean, it was like 60 degrees. It wasn't like it was warm.
Your normal fare.
That's true. But also, I just wanted to get out of the room because I'd been sick for, 24 hours at that point, whatever. And as I was coming back up to my hotel room, I looked so bad, so sickly, that the housekeeping alerted security, and the security called me and said, we're sending EMT to come see you. And I go, listen, I'm just sick. I know I don't look good. I'm just sick. Trust me, it's just a virus. And they go, we had someone say that 2 weeks ago, and they had a stroke and almost died. So just don't take it personally.
Well, when they left the hotel, EMTs. I said, I guarantee you those are for Bickle. And Cakes called BS on it. I said, well, I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. It was embarrassing, and I apologize to the guys. But I did feel better after they checked me out. They gave me an EKG in the room. You're there within 5 minutes. They check you all out. And
everything normal?
Everything was fine. It's just a bad virus. But that's as sick as I've been in probably 15 or 20 years. And then I barely got back on Thursday because of that snowstorm. It screwed up all the flights. Mm-hmm. I had to fly back to BWI.
Well,
My wife had to pick me up at 12:15 in the morning.
Yeah, we were delayed by, an hour and a half or so?
I was kind of tracking from my hotel room. Trust me, traveling on Wednesday was not an option. By Thursday, it was doable. I didn't feel better until about Saturday. And then I was off and running.
Yep.
So I had a nice little week off, which was enjoyable. But it didn't start out great. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, but you're back. You're back in the mix. Big
and
sports
Cakes,
weekend.
Cakes is out this week.
Cakes is out this week.
It's a great week. I got my Tiger hat. It's Tiger week. It's Masters week.
Saw Cakes
so
on
excited.
Saturday.
Greatest golf tournament in the world.
Favorite week of the year. Saw Cakes on Saturday night at MGM National Harbor, his home away from home, as we had a semifinals viewing party.
Mm-hmm.
Great turnout.
That's great.
I mean, really impressive turnout on Saturday. So many people coming by that have listened to the show for many years. Honored that people will come by just to say hello, just to tell you, dude, I've listened to every segment for the last 5 years. One of the guys who came out said, I've listened to every segment.
That's crazy because we haven't.
We're not that good.
I haven't. In Florida, I was running into people. I was in Virginia Beach for a couple of lacrosse games for St. Andrews. I had people coming up to me in Virginia Beach, people coming to us in Florida. It's crazy. Mm. It's really,
Turns
really
out
crazy.
People actually listen to this stupid
there
show.
There are a couple people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it. I'll give you some details because a guy who says he was ROM tired from the show showed up, and it was a commotion.
What was the commotion?
Well, just The guy who says he's ROM-tired craves attention dollars so much that he makes a scene and a spectacle regardless of who he's around.
How bad
what was he
it?
Drinking?
Because my 11-year-old son, Dylan, who was here on Friday, took down AWOD, joined me because he likes college basketball and was there. And you would think that there would be a filter for ROM.
Yeah.
No filter.
No filter.
Was he drinking?
Yes.
Oh, no, sure he was.
Drinking is the worst.
Yeah.
I've told, listen.
But he's also around listeners.
That's true.
So when listeners are around, he wants to come over and make it about him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's an alcoholic.
Yes.
All right, and I've told him that.
In my opinion,
the person who we not don't speak of.
Yeah. Right. On the show today, Tariq El-Bashir is going to join us, analyst for the Washington Capitals and NBC Sports Washington. They had a big win last night. Chelsea James.
That was a big win.
From the Washington Post joins us at 9:40 as we talk about the Nationals off to a 3-0 start.
Sweepy of the Reds. Man, the Reds are going to struggle.
And we'll
this year.
Talk about the Caps, the Wizards, the Nationals throughout the show. But the national championship is set. And I'll say a lot of people are saying that the game sucked on Saturday night. I didn't think the first game sucked.
Oh, the first game was awful. How did you?
Really?
They were 8-for-38 from threes, and there was 28 turnovers.
Loyola Chicago looked like they were going to get to the championship until Michigan went on a run.
Well, that part of it would have been great. I mean,
it wasn't just a blowout.
It was about the last 5 minutes or so, right?
No, but the game wasn't well played. I think that's what people are criticizing.
Okay, yeah. Poor shooting. No question
about
it.
Well, not just poor shooting. There were 28 turnovers in the game. It just was a sloppy, it wasn't a well played game. Second game was a blowout. I mean, it was 22-4. Game was over. I mean, I guess the fun part was just wondering how many threes Villanova was going to hit because they hit 18 of them. But I didn't think the games were great. I don't think they were certainly not riveting.
So you are with the group think. See, I actually thought it was the first game was good. I was entertained.
I was like it because I
entertained. I was entertained by both games. I didn't care about the quality of play. I'm used to it. I think basketball
sucks.
I watched it.
I watched every minute of
both games.
And
it turns
games.
Out, now I'm not in a massive pool, and I didn't even really fill out the bracket. I let my son fill out the bracket. But turns out, we're going to win it. So I couldn't be happier. I found that out Saturday night.
Because
one of our
up.
Buddies, Frank, is in the same pool, and he said, did you know you were going to win this thing? I was like, really? Because I quit looking 2 weeks ago when UVA was bounced out.
Right. Well, it wasn't that hard. Didn't most people in the country pick Villanova?
Yes.
I mean,
but I think we had three of the
– that was the biggest favorite.
We had Michigan in the Final Four.
Yeah.
And not many
people
had Michigan in the Final Four.
That helps.
Yeah, I got you there.
Well, it comes down to tonight between me and KenPom for our little side pool we did here at the station.
Is that significant money?
It's 20 a man. It's probably, was it $120 to the winner or something like that? 140?
Something around that.
Who does KenPom have?
He's got Michigan.
I've got Villanova.
Villanova.
The thing is, I'll root for Villanova for some sure. I don't know why. I'm just root. You know, it's kind of weird. You watch a game and you just start rooting for a team. You don't even know why you're rooting for them. So I've been rooting for Villanova throughout this sort of. I just don't think they'll be able to obviously replicate that shooting performance, and then I want to see how they respond to that.
Michigan's good defensive team. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I didn't watch 1 second of the women's basketball tournament, but I guess the highlights went viral of the game-winning shot with 0.1 seconds.
Right. They didn't foul.
She did the same thing in the semifinal game.
She hit two buzzer beaters.
Yeah.
Her life is peaked right there. It'll never get better.
Isn't that what Kobe said?
Get better.
Why is Chris Jenkins?
Right.
Right.
I mean, I heard him on the radio for the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, where is he in the G League somewhere? What's Chris Jenkins doing? Is that what he's doing these days?
Something.
God bless him.
I don't know.
He
was at the Final Four.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
No, it's great. I mean, but we should all be so lucky to hit a game winner in a national championship.
Yeah. I mean, Villanova was just unbelievable on Saturday night.
Well, the Pascal, where the guy's name was.
Pascal, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's... Well, I mean, look, they got five kids
that
can shoot three.
Legit.
And they,
I love that guy.
Such good passers, and they can defend. And well-coached, athletic. You know what's interesting about Villanova is a lot of these top teams, like the top programs, a lot of them have one-and-dones. Villanova doesn't.
Yeah, they don't have any one-and-dones.
They got a bunch of juniors.
And they got transfers.
That certainly helps.
Yeah.
Now, Spellman's a freshman, but most of those guys are juniors. So it'll be interesting to see. Michigan's just got to play much better offensively.
Who's the kid from Delaware, the Delaware Jordan? What's that kid's name?
Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
My wife's cousin.
I just don't know if I'm going to watch more than a half.
He's a sophomore.
I mean, if it's a tight game, I guess I'll continue to watch.
No, tonight, Drabby, tonight is a DVR night.
It's such a joke.
It's a DVR night.
What time is it starting?
9:20.
I'll wake up at 3:45, fast forward. I'll watch the first half.
It's reasonable to stay up till 10:30. Beyond that, it's blatantly irresponsible.
The game's not even on CBS.
Yeah.
It's on TBS?
Yeah, it's on TBS tonight.
Yeah, they rotate them.
Well, wasn't the Final Four that way too?
Yeah.
The Final
Four
was on TBS.
I expect the Big Silly to be on the Big Silly.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
That's what Cakes was complaining about. All.
Do you have it, Mr. Cord Cutter, over there?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah.
And I have YouTube TV.
How does that work?
It's $35 a month, and you have
you get all the networks.
Yeah, you get all the networks.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of channels you get.
Right. I wouldn't get Masson for Oriole games or Nats games. So
right.
You,
if you're a cord cutter, you're screwed on Nats games, right? There's no way to get them now.
There's ways around it. You can find a Nats game or an Oriole.
There are like illegal ways to do it. But legally, if you're a cord cutter, you're screwed, correct?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Well, there's just no way I'm staying up until 11:30, 11:45 tonight. I'm not doing it.
Even if the game's silly?
I can't. I mean, and then I cover it for
a living.
Well,
you always fall asleep.
We talk about sports. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm with you that
if it's good,
the problem is I'll get sucked in.
If I care, I'll stay up. It's
but
very
I'm
going to
try and force myself to turn it off.
No, you won't get sucked in because it starts so late that there's nothing to get sucked in. You're going to go to bed at 9:45.
It'll be 22 to 15.
No, I'll watch the first half.
I'll depend.
I'll try and watch the first
half. 10:30 is like my average. So the first half will be over, and if it's 35-35, I'll be interested, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to force myself to turn it off. I've gotten better about that.
Yeah, I don't know why they start so late. I guess they've done the math. They figure out that's the optimal time to get the West Coast involved in the ratings. I'm sure they've done all the math, but it's brutal. I mean, how do kids stay up? You know, you got a kid that's in, say, fifth grade and wants to watch, you know, JP's kid.
I guess they don't.
Well, I think some parents let them stay up, but it's crazy.
But you're right. They got to get the L.A. and the, you know, San Francisco and Portland. They got to get them into Seattle.
Right. Well, one thing I will say, do Nats play again tonight? Or they have all these extra days off now. I don't know how
Face
it works.
The Braves, Tanner Roark on the mound.
They've gotten off to a hell of a start. Nice, tidy 3-0 start.
Yep.
Max obviously pitched great. Strauss pitched great. Gio pitched very well. Bryce hit the two bombs yesterday.
Adam
fun start.
Hitting 667.
Adam Eaton's been unbelievable.
Yeah,
remember when everyone goofed on Rizzo for making the deal? Oh, Lucas Giolito. It's a great deal.
I mean,
maybe Giolito.
Three games in. I mean, Adam Eaton could still hit 200 for the year, but
it looks like
he's a good player.
I'll bet he won't. And
I understand that, but he's not going to
667. I just don't buy the hype at all the prospects, the suspects, which I thought was a good deal at the time. So, anyway, it's going to be fun to watch the Nats this year.
It was fun to watch them this weekend.
Yeah.
Although the Reds are just terrible, but it was fun to watch.
And then the Caps, you know, as JP mentioned, you know, they won their third straight Metro Division title. Looks like Grubauer, I mean, if you had the bet money.
By the way,
it was
a huge win because if Pittsburgh wins that game, they're a point back with, what, four games to play, something like that? That was a huge win.
Well,
a point back in the Metro? They've closed it?
Yeah.
Because last I checked, the Caps had a 7-point lead.
Right, they closed it to 3.
Because they lost on Friday night or Saturday night.
Right, and Pittsburgh had won a couple in a row.
With Holpe in the net, by the way.
Yeah, Holpe's done. But they closed it to 3, so last night would have been a 5-point swing.
Right, so it was huge for them. So they win their third straight Metro Division title. Looks like Grubby's pretty much locked up the job. I mean,
three games to go.
Did I see the stat? Is this right? Have they won the Metro 8 of the last 11 years? Is that right? Maybe
probably.
That's crazy. I thought I read that late last night.
Let me look that up for
and
you.
And then like in the previous 31 years, they'd won it like 3 times. They've been on this ridiculous run, and a lot of it under Trotz. And if they don't get out of the first or second round, it is not going to be good enough.
Well, ask Dusty Baker about that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the way it works.
For sure.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of the last
11, I think,
11.
Right?
Yep, you read it right.
Yep, it's crazy.
Even though the division's changed and the teams changed, they still define it that way.
They finished second in 14-15 and then didn't make the playoffs in 13-14 and then second in 11-12.
I mean, obviously, we've gotten to that point now where we want more, but it's just you got to give them a step back anyway, even before all the nonsense starts, and give them their due.
Now, I was saying this last week. You're coming back during Masters week. So you've got the Masters going on.
I got my new Tiger hat.
You've got baseball going on. And the playoffs in the NBA and NHL are right around the corner. I think the NHL will start next week. The Wizards have 5 games left, so basically 2 weeks to the NBA playoffs.
Great time.
And then, of course, the national championship tonight.
Ton
going on.
This is my favorite week of the year. With the Masters, then you throw in the national championship. Baseball underway. I'm all in. This is my favorite week of the year. I know for others it's the first round or whatever of
Cake
the NCAA tournament.
Cake said he was happy that he was off this week.
Right, because
all the Masters talk, yeah.
So anti.
Yeah, why are there so many haters?
I don't know. I don't get it. Forget about Tiger. It's just Augusta.
It's the greatest golf tournament in the world.
Forget about Tiger. It's Augusta National.
Hey, I'm rooting for Ian Poulter.
I was rooting for Bo Hostler so hard yesterday.
I was, too.
I was rooting for the kid.
I don't like Poulter.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the young guy.
I just am aware that he won on a putt.
That was a huge putt on 18.
I saw a highlight.
He played great.
That was a
massive putt.
I know he's good in the Ryder Cup, though. Seen him before in the Ryder Cup.
He's never won a stroke play tournament in the United States, ever.
His two previous wins were like
the WGC match.
Yeah. Do you realize, I didn't know this, this is how popular Ian Poulter is on social media, which just shows you how stupid social media is. He's the third most, he has the third most Twitter followers of any golfer. You think you have Tiger, Rory, and then Ian Poulter.
Wow.
Who would know? I mean, that's bizarre.
What do any of them actually offer, though?
Not much. Yeah. But it's just, it's bizarre that he's that popular on social media.
I knew he was big. I didn't realize he was third.
Third?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, phone number, as always, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, is 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. As I mentioned, Tarik El Bashir is going to join us. We'll talk some Caps coming up at 8 o'clock. And Chelsea Janes on the Washington Nationals at 940. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Yesterday, of course, was Easter. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter.
They have the Easter egg roll at the White House today.
I don't know. You tell me.
I just did.
I thought you were asking a question.
Did you get in your church yesterday?
I did not. I didn't get in a two-hour nap.
Yeah, I did not go to church. My wife wanted to, but didn't make it.
No, we made it. We did that. We did a little thing at the in-laws, and we had family over. But family didn't leave until like 9:30. God bless them. I love them. Because, you know, I guess, is it statewide that kids are off today?
At least in Montgomery County, they're off.
I think in Prince George's County, I think it's statewide. Maybe it's something that Hogan said or something. It's like a mandatory day off. I don't even know why. I actually heard a relative of mine complaining about it. And I was like, really?
My kids are off.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's just statewide. I think it's...
It was like a teacher. A teacher complained. I was like, I thought all teachers love all days off.
Well, maybe she has to go in as a teacher work there.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know why she'd be complaining.
Probably not size for Hogan. That's my guess. No. But yeah, so family stayed over till 9:30, whatever. And then finally, I was like, I got to go to bed.
You had to tell them, hey.
You guys can do whatever you want. I got to go to bed.
Right, it's checking out.
Plus, you know... My wife had commented how well I slept, like, for the last 7 or 8 days.
It's nice when you have a bunch of days off in a row.
You don't have to get up.
Yeah.
There is something subconscious that it's more difficult to sleep. You know, when you get up, anybody that works, when you have to work the next morning,
you have to get up, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an anxiety.
You just don't sleep as well. You wake up more. And, of course, last night I woke up a bunch. But before I went to bed, I see this tweet from Kevin, and JP tells me it's an old tweet. Maybe it was. But I saw
he might have retweeted. I just was aware. I saw that you had retweeted, and I was aware a couple weeks ago of that little anecdote.
Now, I wasn't. So Kevin tweets last night, and maybe he had a couple weeks ago, that when he sat down, and I'm sure he did interview Spielberg for Ready Player One a couple weeks ago because, you know, he does those interviews before the movies come out.
One of his most predictable reviews ever. You knew that he was going to give it a 5 out of 5
so,
a month ago.
I don't know anything about the dumb movie. People seem to love it. I know Kevin does.
Drab saw it.
He loved it.
Did you like it, Kev? Or Drabby?
Mediocre.
Yeah,
we kind of knew that, right?
Visuals, just no story.
Yeah, right.
You don't care about the characters.
So Kevin apparently...
And Kevin loves those type of movies.
Well, he loves Spielberg. Like, he's going to love The Rock. He loves Spielberg, you know, whatever.
Can you imagine if Spielberg directed a movie starring The Rock?
You'd have to give it 100 stars.
And The Rock's next movie looks like garbage.
They all look like garbage to me. But
is that the one where there's like a big... earthquake or the world's falling apart and
it's called Rampage.
It's like a King Kong knockoff.
King Kong and big dinosaurs.
Jason, you're thinking of the one called Skyscraper.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking
about. He's got two bad movies coming out.
Yeah.
Skyscraper looks like Die Hard. That one has potential. Rampage looks awful.
Mark this, April 2nd, 626, when those two movies come out, they'll get a three, and Kevin's going to say, it's one of those films you can turn your brain off and have fun with and watch.
And he'll give he'll give it a four and a half.
No, he'll give it a three.
Three and a half.
He'll give it minimum 3.5 since The Rock's in it.
Yeah. It's one of those fun movies you can just sit there and turn your brain off and enjoy.
Right, he uses that line all the time. So this first I see this tweet, and Kevin does retweet himself a million times. So, you know, maybe it's an anecdote he had already tweeted.
I would never know.
But listen to this. So we all know how much Kevin idolizes Steven Spielberg, and he did the movie for him. He's interviewed him 7 or 8 times or whatever. Kevin apparently at the end of the movie, and we break his balls, and no one breaks his balls more than I do, but I do like the kid. Genuinely like the kid. He said that as the interview ended, he went to Spielberg, and I could totally see him saying this. I feel like Ready Player One was made for me. Uh-huh. Like, it's right up my alley. You know, you can see Kevin doing it, right? Uh-huh. Spielberg allegedly, and I believe him, told Kevin, it's funny you say that because as we were filming certain scenes of the movie, I was thinking what your reaction to those scenes would be.
Specifically to Kevin.
Yes! Hmm. How insane and nuts
so
is that?
So they're his buddies. Idol, they're basically buddies.
His idol is telling him while they're film, not even later while they're while they're filming the movie. There are certain scenes he's going, yeah, I wonder what that kid Kevin McCarthy's going to think of this one. Huh. Now you could say you could be cynical and say, oh, he says that to all the filmmakers, or he's just making small talk, and that's
possible.
It's possible.
But what if he wasn't?
I think he was saying it metaphorically, though.
Maybe
like you, meaning that type of person.
Like
you,
movie
the
nerds.
Audience.
You can think
you,
that.
You, Kevin McCarthy.
I'm taking it as he was thinking of Kevin. Kevin's developed this rapport with him over 10 years of interviewing him. And to me, I just really felt proud for the kid, and that was a really cool moment.
Guess we'll never know.
You'll never know.
But the fact that he said it.
The fact that
I mean,
he said
obviously
it,
established some sort of relationship with him.
He's interviewed him 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
They have bond on
although
some
Kevin's
level.
Kevin's afraid to ask him about the DVD, which he sent him of
Bump. He got notes through a third party.
Right.
He got enough.
Yeah. But we felt like he should do a follow-up at some point.
What are you going to do? The notes he must have gotten must not have been that great.
Right.
So no need to revisit it. Anyway, I thought that was really cool for Kevin. And no one breaks his balls more than I do. But I just can't imagine sitting there talking to someone that I idolize. Like, it'd be like me talking to Jordan or something, mm-hmm. and Jordan saying, yeah, I really wondered what you thought of that 63-point game performance, you know, against the Celtics. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just bizarre.
How cool
is that for Kevin?
I totally expected that type of response, even though Kevin gave it a 5 out of 5, his first 5 out of 5 of the year. I figured the movie was, and I don't know if you saw Avatar, which a lot of people raved about Avatar. But I just had no interest in Ready Player One.
Well, I told Kevin that on Friday. I mean, he was just raving about this film. And I said, Kevin, I mean, I know you're raving about it. You're going to give it a 5, but I just can't get into it.
I'd rather see 3 billboards the last 10 minutes, which I didn't see.
I mean, I just knew I wouldn't like that type of movie.
I knew
Drab wouldn't really like it either.
It's just divisive, I think, because it's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So I think some critics obviously like it.
Does that
it.
Mean 51, or is it like...
No, it's in the 70s, but either they really like it like Kevin, or they think it's awful.
Hoop.
Yeah.
But again, I'm with Kevin. He has reemphasized this. I like Rotten Tomatoes, but you can barely like a movie, and it's fresh. And if everybody barely likes a movie, everybody gives it, you know, 3.5, it would have 100%.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd
still
say
means,
best movie ever.
Yeah, well, it still means that people overall liked it.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
It's an eyeball test for me. It's a special effects movie.
But it's an eyeball test based on the trailers. I mean, if I go to Rotten Tomatoes and the movie seems cool based on the trailers and it says 87%, then that reinforces it. But
I think the reason a lot of people didn't like it is the book was really well received, and I think it's nothing like the book. And so it pissed a lot of people off, which sounds hack to say, but.
I think the last
and
movie
Kevin said that if I went to see it and I didn't like it, he would pay me back.
Correct.
Yeah. But still not worth the time.
I'm still not going to go see
it. If you don't think it's up your alley, why would you waste 2 hours?
No, I'm
for
not.
His dumb $11.
Have you taken up? You actually see probably the most movies of the junkies. Have you taken up the recommendation to do MoviePass?
No, I have not.
It seems like a smart play if you're going out to see a lot of movies. It's $10 a month. Is that what it is?
It's $10 a month. Unlimited. Yeah. I still don't feel like I see enough movies to make it worthwhile.
He basically goes once or twice a month for $5 Tuesday, so it's right around 10.
Yeah.
So if you
No, you're right.
But if he goes with his wife or
Yeah, but she'd be $10 for her too.
I don't feel like it's worth it. I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think I see two movies a month.
Yeah, I know I don't. I think in the last calendar
year. In fact, there's no way I see two movies a month.
I think I've seen Molly's Game, and that's it. I can't remember other than Molly's Game what else I've seen.
Well, my movie going has gone way down since the baby. It's just the reality of the situation. That's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You just go out as less. Because unlike you, you go to movies by yourself.
I mean, I was trying to think of
something.
I generally would go out to movies with my wife.
What's out right now besides Ready Player One that I would possibly want to see?
Black Panther.
Not interested. Was it Stupid Superhero?
Well, Chappaquiddick's coming out soon. It's something that you kind of...
Maybe.
I mean, what was the movie you saw that you liked about...
JFK?
No. Recently.
Molly's Game.
About the Washington Post.
I did see that one. I like that one.
Right, and that was based in, what was that, set in the 60s or whatever?
It was about the Pentagon Papers.
Pentagon, yeah. I mean, this is similar. I mean, it had a true story. I mean,
yeah, maybe,
it might be something you'll
like. Chappaquiddick might be something I'd be interested in. Sure.
What else? A Quiet Place is coming out.
Game Night, I have some intrigue, but I might get scared.
I think the Quiet Place is a comedy.
Quiet Place. Yeah.
That looks really good.
I don't know that it's a
comedy. Quiet Place is coming out. That's Emily Blunt.
No, that's not your type of movie.
Which one?
It's essentially a horror.
It's a horror movie.
Oh, I'm not going to see a horror movie. That's zero.
What about Red Sparrow?
What's that one about?
That has Jennifer Lawrence, and she's kind of like a KGB seductress.
But didn't that get really poopy reviews?
Yeah, I got lukewarm, yeah.
That looks like the movie version.
You want to talk about killing a rainy day.
That's the movie version of The Americans, which, by the way, this season of Homeland has the Americans aspects to it.
Did you watch the premiere of Americans?
I did not, but I did watch Homeland last
night. It looks like it's going to be a good season.
Did you watch Homeland?
Not last night.
That's right. You're Mondays. On Mondays, he watches like five shows.
Oh, I watched two. I watched Walking Dead and Homeland. But
we used to say Walking Dead, Homeland, The Chi.
It's not The Chi, it's The Shy, but it's not Chicago. But that's over.
Oh, okay.
That's over. Series finale was last
And then
week.
You got McMafia.
McMafia's on Monday nights.
Gotcha.
You guys don't watch. Like, I watch some of the cheesy stuff. Cakes might check out some of it. Have you seen 5 seconds of the new version of American Idol? 5 seconds of it, have you seen?
5 seconds?
New version as what?
Here's the 5 seconds I watched. Here's the 5 seconds I watched. They had the guy from The Bachelor doing some sort of intro. I was just flipping through the channels, and the guy from The Bachelor was doing something. I was like, what are they doing?
I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. I used to like the original
rendition.
Whoever
that host is.
And... Katy Perry's the worst.
Why?
No personality state.
Okay, but she's hot.
Oh, come on. She
not anymore.
Sure, but with the short hair, she's not as hot as she used to be. Listen.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Okay, fine. She's boring.
Okay, I don't know about her personality, but she's beautiful.
Luke Bryan's okay, but he's freaking
boring.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, really, I can see him being boring.
I mean, he's kind of, whatever. Nice guy, but boring. Lionel Richie's like the one like star, and he's hard to look at with all the plastic surgery.
Can you explain?
And that production of it's weird now because it's on ABC or whatever it is.
Because I watched, gave it 5 minutes yesterday or last night. Can you explain the solo bit that they're doing?
Because
I've only watched 10 minutes of it,
so I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no one in the audience. So they're singing a song basically for the judges.
Oh, this is where they whittled it down to 50, right?
I guess. Yeah. But they're... It's like a stage before going to Hollywood. It's weird.
Right.
And by the way, have you noticed they're really trying to put over country stars?
No. I've watched 10 minutes. Totally.
I saw four different people. One was some 17-year-old high school student who sang like a pop song. And then the next three people were country artists or aspiring country artists.
Well, I think it's easier to put over country will support whoever they put through.
What was the reason you really got hooked on it?
Simon made it interesting.
Okay, it was only Simon because who was it?
I also like this. I also like to see like people come out of nowhere and become a star,
but,
like Kelly Clarkson.
But you're
or
just talking about the judges. Who were the judges of the original judges?
We had Randy
Simon,
Jackson,
Randy
Paula,
Jackson,
and
Paula.
You had Simon. But Simon was the reason why you watched.
Randy Jackson was boring, and Paula said nothing.
Correct.
You
it was
only
Simon.
Watched for Simon. Yeah.
Simon was what made it interesting.
Has there been a judge since Simon that's made you want to watch?
No, really. Since he's left, that's when the show went in the toilet.
Yeah,
it's very true. But it's just amazing. They
but his
Katy
follow-up
Perry.
Show didn't do that well.
What?
His follow-up show.
X Factor. No.
Yeah.
It was a certain juice he had. Look, it's a chemistry he had with those guys and Seacrest or whatever.
It was new and then he got mimicked. And it's
been around
forever.
Yeah. No, but it did it for years. It was successful. It was a monster. But it ran its course and they tried to bring it back. And it's, I don't know what the ratings are. Maybe they're great.
People probably
Maybe
still
it's like Roseanne. But it's poop. I couldn't believe how uninteresting it was.
I think they had 8 million viewers.
Oh.
Which it was like a,
they
like
literally
a 1.8. It was like a 1.6 share.
And they brought
they used
Roseanne
to get what? What
and John Goodman back from the dead.
Would they get 15
and they doubled
or 20 million
numbers.
Before?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Well, The Voice.
In the day, they'd get 30 million. Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I think just people are
nothing
tired of it.
Nothing gets that anymore.
People are just tired
Correct.
Of it.
I watched Roseanne, by the way. It was all right.
I didn't watch the original. I have zero interest. I didn't watch the original
either.
It was
so cheesy.
What do I watch those hillbillies
for? The canned laughter.
I care less.
Yeah, it was.
If I want to see those guys, I go hang out with Valdez family.
I mean, they got somebody on the laugh track button every 8 seconds. Every day.
I watched one segment of it.
I just go hang out with the Myers if I want to watch Roseanne.
The thing that I told Jabby this, the thing that kind of broke, that stuck out to me was John Goodman's toes, how awful they were.
They're banged up, yeah.
I mean, his toes were like this.
I saw something on social media about it. What's wrong with his toes? They were exposed on the show?
The very first scene, like, he's in bed with Roseanne.
And she's goofing on his feet?
And no, I was.
Oh, she didn't make reference to it?
No, of course not. It's just something that stuck out to
the camera. Something that went viral, though, because people were talking about his toes.
Awful.
Yeah. They re-aired it last night. I watched part of it. I didn't see the toe scene. I think I jumped in at the 20-minute mark both times.
Yeah.
So I saw the last 10 minutes of an episode.
Well, thank God there's sports on TV, because I wouldn't even watch it.
Thank God. It's Masters Week. Play that music. You're going to play it my freaking wake. I can't wait.
I'm really
we
excited.
We need gigs here this week.
I can move over there and press the button.
I'll press the button.
Just need one button.
Just put it up on the right thing and I'll just hit play.
Okay, I'll just cue it
up. Hey, Drabby, I've got an issue.
What?
All right. Thursday, we're doing the show from Nats Park on the field.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be 40 degrees.
Well, bundle up.
That's unbelievable.
Well, why can't we do it like from the press box? Why would we do it?
Because it's not just us. There's like
I understand, but
all the media, they're making a huge deal of it, will be on the field.
It's so dumb.
I mean, it's going to be 40. It's going to be miserable.
We'll be previewing the first group of the Masters from the third baseline.
Oh, we'll definitely talk Masters.
I'm thinking I might get legit food poisoning
right
on Thursday.
Yeah, me too.
That's a rough one. I love the Nats. It just seems silly to be on the
field
at 6
a.m. Let's go eat some raw meat today for lunch.
You want to go out to the raw burger?
Yeah. Jason, maybe they'll cancel it. I don't know.
I mean, 40 degrees is a joke.
Just for the press box. Because I wouldn't even think they would have to do anything extra.
How many are you going to fit 20 radio stations in a press box?
No. All the other losers.
We don't care about
the
other radio stations.
Yeah, all the losers that want to be on the field.
I care about one. I care about one show.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be on TV. I don't think they're going to want
to. What do you mean it's going to be on TV?
This show's on TV.
NBC Sports Washington?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got cameras in here.
That's true.
We don't need to bring cameras out to
Nats Park. How about we do it in here? We all wear Nats gear. That's
Complaining
a great idea.
Has begun. Unbelievable.
That's a great idea.
Just wear a jacket. That simple. You wear a jacket.
Oh, you're going to be complaining too, my friend. You can't just wear a jacket.
I'll bet you a dollar I don't complain.
Five hours and 40 degrees.
JP would do the show from Nuclear Holocaust. He didn't care. It's, you know. You and I are honest with our feelings. He just doesn't care.
Well, how about this? Wednesday night, it's going to rain. And it's going to be windy, and it's going to be 34 on Wednesday. It might even be colder than 40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the Thursday low.
Well, here's
the
what we
Wednesday
do.
Low is going to be 34.
I'll wear a scarf and a big like North Face jacket and a hood, and it'll barely see my eye. It'll be like I'm wearing a what do you call those things that like an Afghani would wear or something? That's what
a burqa,
something.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear a ski mask.
Yeah,
you won't even see me.
You see my eyeballs.
Yeah,
there you go. Just make sure it's Nats red.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to wear a ski mask. You'll see my mouth and my eyes.
That'll be how we protest.
Well, look, I'm going to be cold.
The
people who are telling us to go out there, they're not going to be outside. They're going to be inside.
They're going to be watching from home.
Exactly.
So we're broadcasting from Nats Park, home opener on Thursday. Don't go anywhere. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later, we'll get back into the Washington Capitals, who clinched the Metro as Groovy had a nice win against the Pens last night. Tarik El-Bashir covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 8. We'll also talk about the Nats off to the 3-0 start. Great pitching thus far. A lot of home runs. Adam Eaton's hitting .667. Chelsea James from the Washington Post will join us at 9:40. Of course, Saturday night, Cakes and I had this appearance at MGM National Harbor, which truly is Cakes' home away from home. I believe he's got the Cakes Classic coming up on Wednesday night. That will be the third Cakes Classic. And unlike the last time, even if he plays for hours and hours and finishes on the bubble and doesn't win, he doesn't have to wake up.
Because right,
the
right,
last
right.
time he did that, that's a tough spot because he's doing it the first Wednesday of every month, the Cakes Classic. They play poker. And
so silly.
He played until 1 in the morning. Even if he stays at the hotel or he stays over at Homewood Suites, he's going to get maximum 4 hours of sleep. But he has the Cakes Classic coming up this Wednesday. So We had the appearance at 5 o'clock. The game started around 6:30, I would say.
Yeah, 6:10, something like that.
Seemed like we were hanging out there for a while. And when I arrived, first of all, we've said this for a while, MGM, they're printing money. The MGM National Harbor. It took me almost 10 minutes to find a parking space in the garage. Going through multiple levels. I don't know if those green arrows are accurate. You know how the green arrow is supposed to tell you the number of spots left? So you'd follow a green arrow and say there's four spots, and then I'd go down the entire
row. Yeah, but that's like finding a needle in a haystack.
There's nothing.
If it says four, go to the next level.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it took like 10 minutes to park. So I get there, and Cakes was already there, sitting down, and there was Rom, one of our listeners, David, who comes out to a lot of events. And Rom, some of his buddies came by, and I brought Dylan because Dylan's into the tournament. He actually wanted to go. Sometimes he would just stay home with Jess and his sister and just chill, but he wanted to come out to MGM National Harbor and watch the games at the sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thank our listeners. So many came by just to say hello. It really was an impressive turnout. Met a lot of people that listened to the show for many, many years. Was awesome. But Rom had a big, I don't know if it was a Guinness, but it was a dark beer, and it appeared to be like a 60-ounce beer. And he was kind of nursing it throughout. But my son actually at one point goes, because he was being so obnoxious, is he drunk? And Rom, of course, came over and he said, no, I'm not drunk. But he was definitely buzzing. And later on, he was so drunk, and it's hard to explain what Rom does, but he just interjects himself into every conversation.
He's just obnoxious.
So two listeners come over. I'm sitting on one side of the table. We're at a table about 10 people. Cakes is on the other side. Two listeners come up to Cakes, see them talking, and then Rom will get out of his chair and insert himself in that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not even there. I don't know what's going on, but you know, he, of course, is wearing his Rom Nats jersey.
Mm-hmm. Junkies.
And then, yeah. And throughout, he has his buddy who's wearing a Marshall High School wrestling shirt. So they went to high school together. He has like a high school wrestling shirt. He goes, look, JP, he's making it all about his high school wrestling. And I'm thinking, you're wearing a Junkies jersey. The irony of him calling out somebody for wearing his high school shirt, he's wearing a Junkies jersey. But at one point, my son says, what went wrong for him? He's 11 years old, and he figured it out. He said, what went wrong for him?
Mr. Bickle, you want to answer that?
I don't know that I know the answer to that. I don't want to. Spoiled kid, got a lot of attention.
You're giving him what he wants right now.
Yeah. Understood.
All right. Yeah.
But it was a good time, good turnout. But Rom made an ass of himself, and I'm sure he lost a bunch of money.
Why are you looking at me, Drabby? Is Rom on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how is he inappropriate besides just causing a commotion?
Well, he does.
Did he
stuff
like what
like,
did he say?
I mean, again, my 11-year-old son's there, and he goes, "He, it's his same stuff." Like he's like, "Look at that bulge! Look at the bulge!"
He's inappropriate.
So
no, it was with my kids at the Nats game, and his pants are falling down.
He's claiming
he's showing
that,
my daughter's his ass
something.
Crack.
I have a very average bulge. Okay, there's no bulge. I'm wearing jeans, and he's calling out my bulge. My son's right there. Like that's
could
just his thing.
Revtown has bulge enhancement.
Could you tell that other people in the room were annoyed by him as well? Was it just your son?
Well,
the problem
is annoyed / amused.
The problem is he amuses other people that only see it once in their life.
Right. If other people laugh at him,
they only see it once in their life, so they think it's amusing.
Right.
But when you see it every time you ever see him, it's not amusing. It's old and boring. Let's go to Rom. Rom.
I think the junks went wrong with me. That's the answer to the question earlier.
Well, it's your own junk fault.
So you're telling me you never acted like that before you met us?
I don't think I was this bad. I'll be honest.
Do you realize at the end of the day, at the end of the night, the next morning?
That you did it again. Oops, I did it again.
Or does it bother you?
I wake up every morning and Rom Grett, what's the stupid shtick that I do? And I'm like, Dad, I did it again. Like, what's her name? That song, Oops, I did it again.
Well, it's because you drink. If you don't drink, you're not
You
as
have
bad.
A problem with alcohol. I've told you
I
that
don't
many
know
times.
How your friends, Justin and your buddies, how they tolerate you.
You don't have that
you.
Many friends. You got
I've
like
met
one
those
or two.
Guys. They've come over to my house
one
a couple times for the pay-per-view.
One or two.
Yeah, I had to
still
add on to
hold
it.
On.
Well, they got sliced for the ADs for the drunks. That's when they became our friends again.
They became your friends again.
That's probably true.
They came out of the woodwork once I became a celeb. Kind of like when you win the lottery and you get all these friends out of the woodwork.
Right.
So I got a couple friends out of the woodwork from the junks.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, these are all high school buddies.
Or this is your lot in life?
Well, I got home, lost more money again. It's like drinking, poker, lose money, come home. Sorry, Marina. And Marina's at her wit's end. So
yeah, I mean, she's going to leave you.
You've told us that a million times.
Yeah, I know. But this is, I mean, with the ICPD fiasco, I mean, we're like,
How much have you lost on that so far?
I mean, well, the problem is the day trading on top of it is what's kind of screwed everything up.
What's your net losses on it?
Just on ICPD?
Right now, we're just on ICPD right now, it's $150,000, but...
$150,000.
Yeah, but the next time, look, I'm Ron Forming at this point. The next time I call in, it's going to be when ICPT is a couple $100.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a Ron millionaire.
That's not going
to
happen.
Why don't you tell the guys what I honestly told you you need to do?
Rehab. I talked to her about it. I think that might be something if things don't change.
He needs a sabbatical from work.
Yeah.
And he needs full AA? Rehab. He needs to go for alcohol abuse, for
gambling addiction.
Yeah. And
he
for
needs
food
to do
addiction,
a Johnny Manziel.
He's addicted to terrible food, alcohol, and gambling. He's got a terrible life. Well, he's going
to
die.
He's absolutely addicted to those things.
Like my son's sitting there within a half hour. He's giving him a lecture about what ADs are. Do you think my 11-year-old son knows what attention dollars are?
Well, those don't even exist.
That's what I need. I need AD rehab.
That does sound kind
of
funny.
What I'll say is a bunch of listeners came up to Dylan, and this I was amazed how many people heard the segment on Friday where Dylan beat AWOD again.
Right.
And so one guy actually asked for Dylan's autograph, and of course then Rom's got to insert himself in there and say, you're loving the ADs you got. My son's like, what?
But
he answered a couple of college basketball questions on Friday. And he's, oh, you're getting so many ADs. You got ADs on TV, and now you're getting ADs at MGM.
Rob, when you're not drinking, you're still kind of annoying, but you're fine. You're tolerable.
A little bit more palatable, tolerable.
No, the booze definitely puts the annoyance on steroids
for sure.
Because
you're an alcoholic. You can't control your alcohol.
Because then he starts doing shtick like he took, I think, Cakes' leftover beer, which was not a dark beer. And then if he was drinking Guinness, I don't know what it was, he has this dark beer in this huge glass.
Well, he usually drinks Long Island.
But he just combined them. Who combines a Guinness and a Miller Lite?
Well, he's an idiot.
Cakes wouldn't allow me because our tab was only $150, so the beers were cheaper to get to where I needed to get.
And he kept saying it's our tab. You know, like the whole... Yeah. It just...
Yeah.
Well, but the problem is that Tom is also...
And I heard, you know, Cakes at one point left for the poker table, shocker. And Dylan and I, like, stayed there for a little while, and everybody went to the poker table. I heard you were making a commotion at the poker room.
Well, the poker room, the table is literally, I'm converting real cash to ADs because the entire table just loves me. And I'm just, the more I can donate, the more I'm popular.
How much did you lose?
Right.
$2,000 at a 1-3.
You know how hard it is to lose $2,000 at a 1-3.
But he's willing to do that because he loves it.
It's the attention. How quickly did you lose?
It's a currency conversion.
How quickly did you lose the $2,000 at a 1-3 poker game? How quickly?
Because the way I play, you know, EB, I do get a couple of bad beats in there to build my stack, and then it.
Right. How quickly does it disintegrate though? After you bad beat one or two kids, how quickly does it disintegrate?
Took about 2 hours.
2 hours to lose $2,000.
But how bad do you feel the next day when you lose all that money?
That's when the reality. Well, that's kind of when the reality. You know what? If it was me alone, I wouldn't care because I'm just scooping AD pots. But my wife couldn't care less about ADs. So I'm trying to be responsible.
Right,
and when the soberness goes off.
She's somewhat normal.
Right, you're just blowing your future.
Yeah, I mean, she's talking about, you know, how are kids going to go to college. And I'm like, you know, ICPT. Kids, when we potentially do that one day.
Oh, my God.
If you have kids, your kids are going, you know, I mean, you're going to be dead. Your kids will be, you'll be dead by their 10, by the time they're 10.
Do you realize that you should filter your discussions about, like, banging your wife and Rom squatting?
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. I didn't talk about that last night. Just don't say that. That's because my wife's going to potentially hear this. I don't want her to hear me talking. I didn't say anything bad that bad. I didn't disrespect her, did
Not
I?
Not that bad. My son's there, and you're talking about bulges and banging your wife.
Yeah, why would you do that in front of a
why do you wear jeans that are so tight?
They fit. Your jeans fall off you.
You're wearing Cakes' clothes.
Yes.
I know. I need a new replenishment. By the way, the cake stuff is getting old.
Carpenter jeans. When were they in? I know I'm not stylish, but carpenter jeans.
Cakes is clothes. They don't fit him.
Right.
Look, when you're on an AD high, you don't think about you lose fact of, you know, there's a kid there. I understand that. I apologize for Dylan having to deal with that, but the AD high kind of is overpowering. You guys don't get it. You don't. You've never done heroin.
What is an AD high?
Heroin of AD.
He won't get off the AD. Thing.
When he sees a listener, I'm telling you,
I do need to get off the AD.
Listeners come up to us and say they're fans of the show. He gets out of his chair. He'll run 15 yards over, and then he'll just start screaming.
We've created this currency, attention dollars.
Yes.
What is the real world term for what he's doing? Like, what would a psychologist?
He craves attention. He's jealous,
dude. Like, Twitter is one big AD crypto ADs. Okay, the whole world is moving on ADs. You guys are just slow to the game. I'm just a little bit more emphatic about it, and so, you know, it causes me issues. More people, you know, the world moves on ADs. I mean, you do ADs when you do a tweet that says Bryce. What are you doing?
Yes,
hey, look at me, guys.
Attention.
I'm watching the game.
You are correct, technically.
I don't know if it's craving. It's pointing out I'm watching the game. What I'm doing.
But he's not.
Not craving attention.
The point is, you don't have
to.
I'm just connecting with people.
But you're not annoying people, though.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's a little different.
I think it's
no. Well, that's why I'm extreme. That's why I'm an ADHolic, and then I need ADs in moderation. Most people can do it in moderation.
I'm on Carlos, who apparently has been here for 6 years. I was unaware. So Carlos is a promo guy. He said it was his first appearance with Rom, and he just couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Because just Rom's, he's just inappropriate. It's hard to remember every little thing. A lot of them are just
the
like
last
little,
time he was with my family, we were at a Nats game, and his pants were falling down in front of my two daughters all night.
And I'm sure he talks about
showing his crack.
Right. He talks
on
about
purpose,
his basically. Defense was, he goes, JP, I didn't say the word. I said junk. Like, my son can't track what junk is.
Of course. Hey, you know, your son wouldn't hear that if he wasn't at a casino bar at 11 o'clock
true.
At night.
That's true.
That is true. It was only
10. That's some bad parenting on your part.
There were other kids there, and it was watching basketball.
Hey, he wants to watch college hoops.
You brought him to Rom's World.
I didn't know we were going to be at Rom's World.
All right.
Hey, listen, by the way, EB, one last thing.
Thank you. We're out of here.
All right, we're way back.
He's just got to go to rehab. If he goes to rehab, he's got a shot.
I do want to thank people again because it really was a good turnout. Met a lot of great listeners coming out to MGM National Harbor, Top Sports Bar. It's a great spot to watch all the games. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.